mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. Well, welcome once again to our midweek communion here in St. Thomas's on Bibury Lane. Once again, I'm joined by Emily, who will be helping me today in our Ash Wednesday service. So you may have downloaded the word from our website. If you haven't, you can download the liturgy for today from our website. And where Ash Wednesday differs slightly from the normal words, I will make sure that goes on the screen. So it's good to be with you. Hopefully you have got your news sheet by email, or you've picked it up from St. Thomas's during the week. Don't forget, here you can come for private prayer Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And you can pick up the church magazine or the news sheet for the week. I hope and pray that you are well. You may have received an email from me in the last couple of days, just checking in that you're okay and seeing if there's anything I can do to help. If you have not got one of those emails, do get in contact with me. The phone number you probably have in the church directory, or you can email me. But yeah, if you need to speak to me, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and say hi. My desire in life, indeed my calling to this role as your priest, is to enable you to worship God. I want all that we do to please God, and I want to enable you to do that as best we can. Well, it's Ash Wednesday now, and we're entering a season as we journey towards Easter Sunday, the season of Lent. Maybe you've already signed up for our Lent group. If you haven't, it's just about time to do that. Again, you can get in touch with me and as we begin to look at what it means to be a disciple and discipleship explored throughout. But today, our focus is Ash Wednesday, and we focus upon the fact that Jesus came to die on the cross for you and I, because we sin. I often put words like we make mistakes around that, but ultimately we do sin, and we come to God for forgiveness. And that is what we begin again to do today. So let's take a moment to be quiet before we begin, for you to invite the Holy Spirit wherever you are, to acknowledge He's present with you. We, as the church body, look at the next 40 days leading up to Easter as a time of reflection, a time when we can look at ourselves and ask God what we might want to do more of or less of, or just a time to review our lives, a time when we can remember because of what Jesus did on the cross, we can turn away from our old life and our old habits to a new life and new habits with Christ. So I invite you to use this time here today as a start of that reflection. And we say together our prayer of preparation. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And because our communion service is a slightly different shape today, I'm going to invite Emily now to come up and read our first reading.
This reading was taken from Isaiah 58, verses 1 to 14. Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways. As if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask me for righteous judgments, They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? It is to bow the head like a bulrush and lie in the sackcloth and ashes. Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I choose, to loosen the bonds of justice, to undo the thongs of yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and do not hide yourself on your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your regard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, and the pointing finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt, and you will rise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to living. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honourable, if you honour it, and not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of earth. I will feed you with the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. As we come to the Gospel, we are continuing our journey through Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, a biography of Jesus. This is our last part time in Matthew for a little while as we enter Lent, but we should come back later in the year. So hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you. I'll be reading from chapter 11, beginning at verse 16. To what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling it out to others. We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. The wisdom is proved right by her deeds. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you are pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Woe to you, Havant! Woe to you, Methampton, you might say, mightn't it? It's interesting that we reach this part in Matthew as we enter a Lent and a season of penitence, because I spend most of my time talking to you about how much Jesus loves you, and that is absolutely true. But we also have to remember that at times, Jesus is not only our Saviour, not only our friend, our brother, but he's also a prophet to us. Much like the prophet Isaiah we heard Emily read, and actually there's a lot of similarities between what Emily read in Isaiah and what we hear Jesus say in Matthew today. I go into more detail in this on our sermon on the website, which you can look at in due course. But I just wanted to say, I think the main thing, the main takeaway here for us today is that we will carry through life a burden, a yoke, as Jesus calls it, a weight over our shoulders. That can be one of two things. It can be the yoke of society and the pressures and burdens from society on us. You know what they are. Earn a big wage, live in a big house, look a certain way, behave a certain way, be popular. And if we live by that yoke, we will reap the rewards from that yoke. Or we can carry the yoke of Jesus, his burden that he says is good for us. And those are the teachings of Jesus, the way that we would act as a disciple and apprentice to Jesus, you and I, as we journey through life with him. But we can live one way or the other. And today we see a warning from Jesus, as we heard also from Emily, a warning in Isaiah, when he says to them, don't expect to go to synagogue every week and then go and live your way that you will or want to live during the week. If you act one way on a Saturday, or in our case on a Sunday, and then go about and live by the world the rest of the week, then don't expect much help from that. Actually, he's really warning us here that our life outside of Sunday morning needs to reflect the fact that we are loved by Jesus. When we heard about looking after the weary, looking after the poor, the widow, etc. And so as we enter Lent, let's take this time today to give over our sins and our mistakes to Jesus, but also to perhaps look and reflect on what our lives are during the week. And do they reflect Sunday morning? We're going to come to our liturgy now for Ash Wednesday. And as I said earlier on, you won't have this if you've downloaded the sheet, but I'll make sure the words go up on the screen. And you might want to pause right now and just maybe gather together some ashes and a little bit of oil as we come to ash in ourselves later on, because I will pray a prayer, but you can do that yourselves as you turn to Christ. Collect for Ash Wednesday. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Take a moment to pause and just reflect on our life before we say together the litany for Ash Wednesday. From all evil and mischief, from pride, vanity and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred and malice, and from all evil intent, we say together, good Lord, deliver us. From sloth, worldliness, and love of money, from hardness of heart and contempt for your word and your laws, good Lord, deliver us. From sin of body and mind, from the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil, good Lord, deliver us. In all times of sorrow, in all times of joy, in the hour of death and at the day of judgment, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood and obedience, by your baptism, fasting and temptation, good Lord, deliver us. By your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom, good Lord, deliver us. By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial, good Lord, deliver us. By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit, good Lord, deliver us. Give us true repentance. Forgive us our sins of negligence and ignorance and our own deliberate sins. And grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit to amend our lives according to your holy word. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. As a sign of the spirit of penitence with which we shall keep the season of preparation for Easter, I invite you to receive on your head in ash the sign of the cross, the symbol of our salvation. God our Father, you create us from the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be for us a sign of our penitence and a symbol of our mortality. It is by your grace alone that we receive eternal life. In Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. And as you receive your ashes, I'm going to invite Emily up and we will receive our ashes as well. Emily. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ.
Max, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ.
God our Father, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because in our weakness we can do nothing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in keeping your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we now turn back to our normal liturgy as we approach the Creed. We share together the words we believe. And we say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now Emily is going to lead us in some prayers.
This morning, the response to the Lord is God is there is no other. Our God knows us and our temptations we face. Let us pray to him now. As the church begins this season of Lent, we ask you to remind us of what is important and what is not, of where we are wandering away and what we need to change, so that by Easter, we will be renewed and strengthened for your service in the world. The Lord is God.
There is no other.
The world's misery and pain and desperate need of healing are clear to see and affect us all. We pray now for this damaged world with all its weakness, longings and failings, with all its potential and hope. The Lord is God.
There is no other.
Whenever a child is born, we celebrate the creative hope of God. We pray for all being born this week, for all their families and communities, that all our children may be loved and cared for, safe and happy. The Lord is God.
There is no other.
We pray for all those who suffer through others' sin, all victims of abuse, or oppression or empathy. For all those adults' lives are distorted and misshapen by early damaging experiences which need your healing. The Lord is God.
There is no other.
We remember those freed from the aging and pain of their bodies, who can now live with you in the peace and joy of heaven. The Lord is God.
There is no other.
Lord, we give you thanks and praise for the hope we have in Jesus, for the strength to resist temptation and the joy and relief of forgiveness when we fall. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We bring to mind those we worship with normally and remind us that we are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. Peace of the Lord be always with you and also a moment of reflection as I prepare the table, a hymn for you to listen to. Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, for whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross, and he put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. So, Father, call into mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Receive this spiritual communion in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us, and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. I receive this body of Christ for the body of Christ. Amen. I receive this wine for the body of Christ. Moment for you to commune with your God, with Jesus himself, as we listen to him.